And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Governor John Bel Edwards has vetoed anti-LGBTQ bills, triggering speculation as to whether the state lawmakers will or will not seek to override his vetoes. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat thinks lawmakers will seek to come back to Baton Rouge to reverse those vetoes, and the pressure will be on the governor to avert that.
To pick off a couple Republicans here and there so that they can't reach two-thirds majority.
Pinsonat says the bills vetoed were about limiting the use of preferred pronouns, banning discussion of sexual topics with students, and banning certain transgender medical procedures for minors. He calls them hot-button social issues for conservatives who want to be reelected. He reminds us the bills passed with two-thirds majority votes in both chambers.
So we can expect a special session on a highly contentious issue, and this would be a pretty good shot at overriding a veto.
A veto bill is automatically calling for a session unless enough House or Senate members vote in writing not to return to Baton Rouge. Pinsonat believes the majorities of Republican lawmakers will want to come back to Baton Rouge and support the bill.
This veto could well affect their reelection, so they're going to be very careful with this. And the chances are we will have a session, and the governor will be on the defensive, not the Republicans.
A 51-year-old man named Ronald Parrott was found dead on Jackson Street and Plum Street in Monroe yesterday. The Monroe Police Department responded to that call around 4:30 p.m. There were no signs of trauma. The cause of death is unknown. The investigation is ongoing, and the cause of death will be determined by autopsy. Well, pickleball is a big craze in the United States. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, pickleball injuries cost Americans close to $400 million in medical costs this year. LSU New Orleans orthopedic surgeon Dr. Christopher Marrero says pickleball resembles tennis. Players use paddles to hit a plastic ball, and it doesn't require as much running.
Because it doesn't require as much running, it's probably a bit more attractive to an older population, and therefore making them more susceptible to injury, overuse injuries, etc.
The study of the majority of the injuries are sprains, strains, and fractures. The average age of a pickleball player is 60 or older. Marrero says pickleball exploded during the pandemic, and analysts say it will cause 67,000 ER visits this year alone. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe.